Let's bring in Mark Berman from the New York Post. He's a columnist with the Post. He's down in Vegas covering the Summer League, and he joins us now. What's happening, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. What's the buzz like down there? I mean, it's all about Zion and R.J. Barrett, I'm sure, but is there a lot of kind of Kawhi chatter down in Vegas as well?
Yeah, well, we had an earthquake in the Los Angeles area that actually hit Las Vegas. We felt it in Las Vegas, and I tweeted that I thought Kawhi had just spurned the Lakers, and that's what it was, but it was an actual earthquake.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, all the NBA people are talking Kawhi. He's the last one on the board. Everyone knew he was going to take his time. It's not even taking his time. This is how it used to be. But, you know, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving commit to the Nets before 6 p.m. on Sunday. So, you know, all the tampering that goes on with deals made beforehand is just rampant. So Kawhi really actually, you know, wanted to meet with the teams after the free agency actually began. And the Knicks couldn't wait. I mean, we had a thing about the Knicks could have had a Wednesday meeting, which was yesterday. But on Sunday, they had to move on. They realized there was such extreme long shots. They didn't want to lose out at some guys that they liked.
So, Mark, how is that being perceived in New York right now? Because on the outside, from 30,000 feet, it looks as though this is a franchise that cleared salary cap space, in part by trading their best player, Kristaps Porzingis, and now doesn't have players to put into that salary cap space because they've been spurned by the elite of this league.
Listen, it's mixed. It's definitely mixed. There's some fans who are just so sold on the Knicks young players from last year. Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, Alonzo Trier, Damian Dotson. You know, that they want to grow with these young players, but none of those guys are going to be stars. I think a lot of people like the Julius Randle move. Maybe he could turn into a star. He averaged 20 points last season. He's not a defender, but he's a heck of a scorer for a big man. But, you know, listen, we've been writing about Kevin and Kyrie for so long. We also were writing about Kawhi, about that they would meet with Kawhi and try to sell him on the business aspects of New York City and how his uncle is from South Orange, New Jersey, and he's known Steve Mills, the Knicks president, for many years because Steve also had lived in South Orange, New Jersey. So there's a big letdown for many fans, but there's another segment who thinks, you know, listen, if Durant wasn't injured and this happened, yeah, there would be a major outcry. Fans would be maybe, you know, asking for refunds on their season tickets. But next season, Kevin Durant is not playing a single game. So I think that lessens the disappointment.
With Mark Berman from the New York Post, R.J. Barrett is a guy that we're obviously very familiar with up here in Toronto. I think he's got all the makings of being a really quality player in the NBA. He clearly embraced going third overall. He wanted New York. He's been saying all the right things. How has the city of New York, how have the Knicks fans and media kind of embraced the idea of Barrett being a guy that could turn into that superstar?
They're very happy. They were afraid that they would not do the smart or safe thing and maybe try a Darius Garland and trade back a few notches, even for a Culver from Texas Tech. But listen, he better be a quality player, because when you pick third, you're trying to get, as you said, a superstar, at least an all-star. And I know there are some in the Knicks organization that weren't totally sold on Barrett as being a future all-star. He's not the most athletic guy, has trouble with his three-point shot. But he's 6'7". He could get to the basket. He's got great genes with his parents. And again, he seems, just from dealing with him for the last couple of weeks, he just seems to love the spotlight. He's been in the spotlight with Duke. I mean, obviously, being a phenom in Canada. So he's just seems to have all the makeup to be a star. But, you know, there's some little holes in his game. And I think, listen, I think if anyone has a chance to be a star, it's him. No, nothing's a sure thing. Neither is Zion Williamson. I can't wait for tomorrow night to see RJ and Zion on the court together facing each other. You know, the Summer League is the Summer League, but it's a nice first look at the two of them.
Yeah, the rare marquee matchup at a Summer League game, Berman. I mean, what kind of buzz is there for this this midsummer classic between the former Duke teammates?
Well, RJ, and I spoke to him today after practice, and he definitely is trying to play it down. You know, Zion and RJ are kind of hanging out in Vegas a little bit. But he swears we have not talked about the game. You know, they're just talking about, you know, what 19-year-old kids talk about. You know, not so much basketball, but just everything else. And, I don't know if they've been in Vegas many times before, you know, these past few days. But I think the fans can't wait. RJ was saying that, listen, you know, he may have to guard him on some switches, but he doesn't have any advice for his teammates. He said the guy is just this freak of an athlete, and, you just got to try to contain him for not totally dominating. But it's just a great first opener. Obviously, the Summer League organizers were right on the ball and put this matchup together as the first game.
Well, enjoy it down there, Mark. We appreciate you finding time for us, especially considering you're down in Vegas. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
There's Mark Berman from the New York Post.